Hi, and welcome to Nonprofit Spotlight on 91.3 KXCI Tucson. I'm DJ Wesley Ray, aka Stephanie. And with me today is Daphne Russell, the founder and director of Book Save Lives.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, so full disclosure, we worked together very recently, actually. And can you tell us a little bit about your organization's mission and vision?
Of course. This started after I completed 30 years of teaching. The kids were so inspirational to me that I had to continue what I was doing in the classroom and bring that to actual teens that weren't in my classroom. And our mission is that every teen deserves a most important book. I realized that my kids, they were just so engrossed in the books that they chose. And I started to see how the books changed them. And I realized all of us, if we read, even if it's one book, often it's the most important book to us. So our vision to support that is to try to get as many books out there as possible into kids' hands. And we believe that we can train adults in different places like the Boys and Girls Club. We can do trainings other places and get more people helping kids and get the right books that are vetted by teens and get those books into the children's hands. And it changes lives.
Yeah, absolutely. And can you talk a little bit more about that one special book? Because I really enjoy your perspective on that.
Oh, thank you. Okay. So I like to ask people what their most important book is. And it changes. It varies. And it's amazing but when you say most important, their face, no matter who you ask, immediately becomes somber. Everything about them changes. And you can just see what that book meant to them. And it changes with each person. But sometimes it's like that book helped me. It's just the right book at the right time. I had a most important book was the fourth Harry Potter. And I'm like, well, why? And he said, well, the first three he was assigned as a child by his dad. And his dad quizzed him and gave him a hard time. Like, what happened then? And what happened then? And he goes, but then the fourth one, he goes, I chose it by myself. And he was 13 years old. And here he is a grown man at 31. And he chose Harry Potter. And he said, it made him realize he loved reading. Everybody has a different one. And it changes with each person. But each person has such a beautiful story because it touches them. And it's with them.
So how else does Book Save Lives work toward your mission?
Some of the things I'm most proud of is Kwame Alexander came for the book festival, and we got him to go to Mansfield Middle School to speak to about 200 kids. I've also gotten Jewel Parker Rhodes to speak in Zoom to a high school class at Tucson High. My time with you, with Bookmans and the Boys and Girls Club, and worked together on the Summer Reads program and took books out to the Drachman Boys and Girls Club. And that was just so amazing. Teenagers over by Mission Manor who are just, they were like, wait, we get to keep these?
That event that we did together was really great because I got to see, you know, kind of your teaching style and literacy education in action. So you did just share some of the highlights of your program, but can you share any other highlights that help you execute your mission?
I guess it's really about making connections with other people, you know, reaching out. I'm constantly trying to reach out and make friends with people, getting the books and getting them in and getting them back out to the kids.
That also connects back to, you know, the style that you're using for, you know, literacy education and then teaching others how to do it and empowering teens to do it for each other.
My ultimate goal is videos where I just show how to do it and people can just turn right around and do it. You know, have trainings that's so simple that you could just watch a video and go, oh my gosh, I can do that. I just need the books.
Last question. How can people find out more about you and Book Save Lives?
BookSaveLives.org is my website. And my goal is to have more trainings in 2022. So we should be able to update those and actually do some Zoom meetings where people can actually, you know, whether it's a parent that wants to know what to do with their child or a teacher that wants to know what to do more or just people in the community that are interested. Down the road in the summer, I'm hoping to do something at Barnes & Noble. Hopefully I can do something at all of the Bookmans. That's my goal.
Wonderful. Well, thanks so much for sharing what you do with me today and on Nonprofit Spotlight. I really appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it, Stephanie.
Support for the Nonprofit Spotlight is provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona. For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community. connecting people with causes and transforming the vision for our community into meaningful charitable impact, inspiring donors now and forever. More information at cfsaz.org or 777-0800.